This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are Genies, Part 1.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Mm-hmm. It's what Genie and Giants this month.
Yep.
It's times it's like this that the show is a slog.
You're going to get. I hope you're happy.
Yeah, I hope you like Genies and Giants.
Did you think this through? Because we didn't.
Yeah, and Gary Gygax didn't, because there is a giant for every type of stone,
substance?
Rock. Hills.
But Gary, we're going to get there. That's not till next week.
Yeah, I know. I'm just bitter about it. We're still in Genie Town. Genie Town is pretty cool. Let's hit it up. So we're doing two genies here.
Yeah.
The genies and the Dow. Dow, yeah. Dow. Dow, Dow. Is another genie for the broken hearted.
Bow, bow. Ginny
and the Jets.
I know you guys talked about that in the Teenage Dirtbag episode. Very happy that you did. Why that song has a horror core, like a organ in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So genies. I was going to make a joke about since we're doing two of these. One of these is going to be the old Darren. The other one's going to be the new Darren. But that's Bewitched, you dummy.
Afraid nobody would get it. Years old.
I was worried that somebody would know that I was wrong.
Okay. Which of these neuroses was prevented you from doing that?
It's kind of like a Three Stooges kind of thing. It's like why Mr. Burns never gets sick.
Yeah, exactly. They're all trying to fit through the door. Ginny are party machines, man.
Ooh, yeah.
Like you summon one of these and it's like it brings the party.
it's like summoning a party ball.
Yo, dog. You want some soft goods?
I can make you some metal if you want.
Yeah, I can get 16 cubic feet of soft goods. I got the soft goods.
Is that just like couches? Can I get 16 cubic feet of couch?
That'd be awesome, man.
Yeah.
I would like a mega couch. I think if I were like owned a mansion, I would have a room that had couches lining all of the wall and you come into it through a descending spiral staircase.
Oh, what you want is a conversation pit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love a conversation pit.
Oh yeah.
I will find myself on the Wikipedia page.
I believe in God, but like not an old man in a beard. I just think there could be like a rainbow that you see.
Yeah, more spiritual than anything.
Yeah.
I will find myself on the Wikipedia entry for conversation pit thinking, God, I want this dangerous trip hazard in my home.
Oh yeah.
they can also, if you want a backyard genie, they will make you a bouncy castle, which is also good.
Yeah. Bounce goods, elastic goods. The thing I thought about these guys. So these guys are air. These are all elemental affiliated. These are the air genies. These are also the good ones, the chaotic good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Every entry in this section tells us how much they can carry.
Yep.
They fly around on whirlwinds. Like they're pretty cool. The thing that I was thinking about are all these, the party section where it talks about them creating nutritious food. Which one is a different spell than create food and water, which makes me think food and water, it just gives you like Taco Bell and Mountain Dew, and then create nutritious food. It's like Nature Box in a fucking can. And then, but it's for 2d6 people. You create wine for 2d6 people. It's like a dice roll. You're there, like 9 of your friends show up. You get out the genie and like you roll a 6, like, well, fuck, you know, your extra buddies, they don't get to partake.
Hey, you know, you call the beer company, they send over a keg. They don't just send one person. They got two to carry it up. It's like the end of Super Troopers. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're right. No, you have to it would have to be 5 though to account for that. I think that this is like an economy of scale problem more so than anything else. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like if that happens, you call another Ginny. You know, and just like you should have checked in with the party down committee to like get an extra party boy to come by.
Yeah. Party boy. That's a thing, you know that, right? The thing that I don't like about the Ginny, though, I want to say Jenny, but Jenny's that's wrong.
Jenny, we're gonna get to Jan.
Yeah,
don't you worry.
but the thing that I don't like about them is just how fucking smug they are about being able to fly.
They really do. They do like it. And anything that has wings, they turn invisible to scoff. What an asshole. Like you don't just fly through whirlwinds.
Yeah.
Like man, a Kotal is going to come around and show you what's what. They don't even need wind. Like, and literally 1% of them are noble. Like what a prescient like Monstrous Manual this turned out to be.
What do you mean?
Or like it's the 1%. Like
1% of these are noble. There we go. Yeah.
It's literally 1 in 100.
It is like how smug most of them are, when only 1% of them like have the ability to do anything besides be a catering table.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're a catering table. They can make, you know, illusions and stuff, but they're pretty much just kind of a bummer.
Jambi, summon Karudite for me.
Mechaleka, hi, make a snacky ho. But then the noble ones can do wishes.
Yeah.
Which, like, okay, I'm down with wishes because we talked about how cool wishes are in second edition D&D.
Yeah. Break everything.
Many a time. Yeah.
I wish God was dead.
Yes. Whoa. And then we got the Dao.
Yeah. The Dao suck.
Yeah. They're evil.
Yeah.
They're evil earth jerks.
Yeah. They're earth buddies. The greatest thing about them, though, is their headquarters.
I'm glad you got this.
Yep. It's the Great Dismal Delve, which is a maze of caverns that are it's on the prime material plane.
It's definitely where I fought Alana the Squalid Queen.
Ooh, yeah. Like, yeah.
It is Dark Souls as shit. This entire section is very Dark Souls-y.
Yeah. The Khan of the Dao lives at the center of the Great Maze Work. I think it's one of these that is like their dwelling is the size of an entire continent.
Yeah.
Gary, a continent-sized underground maze.
Yes.
Oh, ruled by
the Khan of the Great Dismal Delve.
Yep.
Like there's before we get to giants, there's a lot of this that's real good.
Mm-hmm.
There's a section where they talks about how their advisors or the loyalty of the Atamans. The loyalty of a Mazeworks Ataman to the Great Dismal Delve is always questionable.
Mm-hmm.
But I read it, I was trying to read through these fast, and I thought it was the Mazeworks Ataman's Mazework was always questionable. And I had this thought about like bad Mazework. What does that mean? Like, it just, it's a line again.
Oh no.
Like, it's the Great Dismal Hallway. Sorry, Khan.
Fucking Jambi, you made a hospital. It's a hospital. Come on.
This is just another spiral goes to nowhere. Jambi, sorry.
You're not even fit to design a Denny's menu. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.